I came half awake, dead and dreaming. My eyes were open, but I couldn't focus on anything because I was still falling, as if the nightmare had followed me from sleep into the waking world. I didn't know where I was or where I'd come from, but the bed under me was turning and falling, and I was sure, had perished. This sensation was so real, so palpable, that I closed my eyes and moaned. The movement of the bed then took on a temporal quality. Instead of falling, I had become unmoored in time, traveling backward and then forward through a life that was mine and yet, at the same time, foreign to me. I watched my mother dying in the bedroom of our shanty house in New Iberia, Louisiana. She was laid up in a feather bed, a big woman who was trying to catch her breath but couldn't inhale right. It sounded like she was drowning. She was so pretty, I thought. I had once loved her, but could no longer raise this feeling in my heart. I might have even smiled as she shuddered under the labor of simple breathing. Then I tumbled into a boxcar, peopled by brooding and silent black men. They stared at the boy, and he saw, from their point of view, a scared 8-year-old orphan child looking for companionship in those angry, bloodshot eyes. I was no longer that kid, but had become those men who couldn't care about another defenseless child, orphaned and destined, probably, to die. I saw myself and wondered, almost idly, if that young son would live to the end of the line. I was surprised to see that he had made it to Fifth Ward, Houston, Texas, stealing oranges, skulking in back alley corners, asking everyone he met if they knew a name, Martin. "My grandfather," he said. He'd learned to speak up and stand straight. He already carried scars that would follow him through life, but he found his grandfather, a hard man who allowed him to sleep on the outside front porch at night. Time picked up speed after that. In an instant, the boy, Ezekiel, was a young man, a fool who signed up for the army, for the war. He passed through North Africa, then Italy and France. He fought men and killed them out of reflex and fear. He liberated a concentration camp, a killer opening the gates for the dead and the dying, and those left with the image of death permanently imprinted on their souls. I was dying. No, had died. Returning to Houston, the man, no longer weak or afraid, found that most of his friends in that part of town were deceased. Renfro had been slaughtered by a jealous woman named Teresa, who in turn died from alcohol poisoning. Martin killed a white man and then shot himself in the burning shack where the boy had slept on the porch. Minna Rogers, Delphine Montesquieu, Michael Michaels, Big Boy Sanders, and dozens of others all died while the boy turned man had survived the greatest war in history.